Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome back to the Soap Cinema Club. It is episode number 14.
You've got a massive smile on your face.
I'm enjoying it.
You're happy?
It's back. It's everyone's favourite thing to do Thursday at 8 o'clock.
So one a day for your holiday. 14. Going away for 2 weeks. One a day.
Yeah. Listen
there
to it.
There you go. There you go.
My name's Colson Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
A little bit different today because we're filming ourselves on a time lapse that we're going to put on his Instagram. So if you hear any ruffling of hair, or Jack's already checked himself out a few times, Ben's had a few glimpses over. I'm smack in the middle. I'm waving now.
No, you're literally looking at yourself, Coulson. It's a time lapse. It's going to look so fast.
Yeah, and I know. It will look weird. But anyway, so check that out on our Instagram, which is at Sofa Cinema Club. The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we educate each other on the films that we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we get together and watch a film, then we come back into the studio.
Why are you laughing?
Do you ever say this spiel in your sleep?
Say it in the shower, mate.
Do you ever say it
all
in the sleep?
Time.
You ever just like wake up going, every week we educate, oh God, what am I doing? What
Somebody I doing? Today, I won't mention any names,
Hi.
Asked me what the podcast was about. And I went, well, it's because we like different films. And I went, we educate each other on the films that we should have seen, but we hadn't. So each week we watch a film and we get together in the studio and talk about it. And I went, oh, what have I just done? This week's film is your choice, and it's West Side Story. But before we get into that, what have we been up to this week?
I taught someone how to speak.
Shepherd has already told this story. Here we go.
I taught someone how to speak English.
Which is a feat in itself.
Right, I'm at the cinema. I'm waiting in the...
What are you watching?
Watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Foyer. You're in the foyer.
Yeah, so I'm getting the popcorn, the sweets, the drinks, all that lot.
What was that awful drink you had at the cinema? What was that awful Tango Smash?
Tango Ice Blast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And do you know what he did? So it's one drink. It's orange, isn't it, really? That's what you'd have. Oh, no, he had all four in one cup.
You do that. That's the idea. That is the idea. You don't have one flavour. That's weird.
You have four flavours. Four colours.
You mix them.
Oof. Oh, sorry. Got into the story there.
And
but
also,
carry on.
Hold on. When I'm doing this, it's fill your own station.
I bet.
And so Ben,
he drinks half and fills again. It's a big station.
It's summer holidays, yeah. I'm filling up. There's a big queue behind me and Ben's going, Coulson, I think it's already full. And then when I couldn't put the lid on, completely fat shaming me in the middle of a cinema in front of hundreds of people.
It's because you had so many flavours and it made it go like blue, white, green.
You tried
and orange.
It.
I did try it. Wait, God, so much sugar.
Oh, sugar.
It's so much sugar. Oh, you know when you put salt on a leech? It was like, I was like, I bought you that, didn't I?
Anyway, I taught someone English.
Okay, carry on.
I'm at the cinema in the foyer, getting the drinks and sweets. Yeah. This guy comes over to me, this Italian bloke. Now I'm gonna attempt an Italian accent now.
Apologies to any of our Italian listeners.
So it comes up to me and he goes, "Excuse me." he goes,
"Jeez, he's from Naples."
"Excuse me, are you David Platt?" I go, "Oh, yeah, you're all right, mate." And he goes, "Yes, I just have to say, you taught me English." So I'm like, "What's he talking about?" And he went, I come to this country.
Where in Italy is he from?
I don't know. I didn't ask. Listen.
I come this country.
The Chinese side of Italy.
You have to miss out a couple of words just so it's a bit authentic. I come this country.
He hasn't taught you. Haven't taught him very well, have you? He's missing loads of words. I come this country. No, mate. No. Can we go back to the beginning? I didn't come this country. I came to this country. Start. I come this country.
7 or 8 years ago. And he goes, and I watched Coronation Street, and I saw your character. I really like your accent, and I learned English from you. So that is why we talk the same, and that is why we have the same accent. And I went, first of all, mate, we don't, right? And then his girlfriend came around and went, he's actually telling the truth. She's English. And she went, he did come to this country, he didn't speak any English, and he watched Coronation Street and he learned, and he really liked your accent, so he learned English from you. And I was like, that's amazing. And he was like, yes, so I want to say thank you.
You've run out of steam. I want to say thank you. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
I come to this country.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You taught me English.
But that was amazing.
Yeah.
So I did do that.
But what was the accent bit about? Did he think you had the same accent?
He thought we did. He thought we sounded the same.
Judging on your impression, you definitely don't.
No, we don't.
Definitely don't. So that's your bank holiday, which seems, you know, mildly more exciting than mine. Mine was filled by cricket, which you all saw.
Oh, God, yeah.
For the two of you that don't like cricket.
No, you've checked
it.
I don't like it.
I did like it for that, I have to be honest. He was absolutely amazing.
Ben Stokes. What do you think of Ben Stokes?
BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
He's got to be, hasn't he?
Duke Oaks.
Do you know what?
Duke Oaks.
Give him Durham. Let him have it. Let him have, like, give him it. Give him the key.
There's a big old knocker, isn't there, on Durham Cathedral? Give him that.
why not?
Give him the freedom of Durham.
The angel of the north. Ben Stokes of the North.
In your garden. Where do you need it? Where do you want it? I've got a delivery. What is it, Angel of the North? Prime. Amazon Prime in 1 hour. No, to be fair, he did clock that around the old ground there.
So that was my weekend. Jack, you went to the cinema to watch a film on Sunday night, didn't you? How did you describe that to me?
It was awful.
I haven't seen it, but I was going to.
It's that scary stories to tell in the dark. Oh, my God. It's dreadful.
All the best stuff in the trailer.
All the best stuff in the trailer. Classic horror film. And it was awful. It was really bad. How did I describe it to you? I can't remember.
The worst film I've ever seen.
I think it was up there. It was up there.
Right. West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to give a synopsis?
Ben.
Oh, there we go. Crikey. Did he teach you that? Did you teach him that? That lad, from where was he from? Leeds. West Side Story. So it's kind of based loosely on Romeo and Juliet. Film was made in 61, so maybe set sort of late 50s in New York. Two gangs, Sharks and the Jets. Sharks, Puerto Rican. Jets, American. Fight over turf. The Sharks and the Jets both hate each other, but there's also a lot of racial tension there, probably what was happening in New York. They fight over land. Part of the Sharks, the leader of the Sharks, has a sister who meets one of the guys from the Jets, Tony, and they fall in love. So that backstory plays between this increasing tension between the two gangs. Two gangs decide to have a rumble, have a fight. Meanwhile, the lovers are planning to run away. The fight goes wrong. They both get stabbed. Both leaders of the gangs get stabbed. And then by the guy who has fallen in love with this other girl. So it's basically, and then at the end, I don't know whether I'm spoiling
the end.
That's
a brother, isn't it? That's a brother. So he kills a brother, don't he?
Yeah. So yep. Tony from the other gang kills the brother and says to the girl, come on.
But he's actually it, what's says his name, but not Barbados, but
Bernardo.
Bernardo. Yeah, who wasn't? None of them were Puerto Rican apart from one girl.
Really?
Yes. So Bernardo in the film, he's actually from Greece.
Ah. Maybe my Italian friend could have got a part.
So yeah, that's it. And then in the end, following like Romeo and Juliet, they say that Tony they say they inform Tony that she's been killed. She hasn't. Tony then goes searching for the other gang. Says, you might as well kill me, kill me, kill me. One of the other gang comes out with a gun and shoots him just as he sees the love of his life come round the corner.
Yeah.
And he dies in her arms.
And it's a musical. You missed that part out.
Yeah, but surely everyone... It's a musical. Surely everyone knows that.
Why... Why did you pick this film?
We picked it because, as a musical goes, film-wise, I mean, it's up there with the best. Won 10 Oscars. And...
Yeah.
You like musicals.
I do like musicals, yeah.
So
I think also it probably formed the basis of every cinematic visual. Think of La La Land. Think of the visuals are stunning. The choreography is stunning. And that, even in itself, even if you didn't like the film, you appreciated, you know, the framing, the shots, the clarity. It wasn't upgraded. They did take all of the pictures and recolour them.
Oh, did they?
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did.
It was
the version we saw, you mean?
Yes.
Right. So it was 1961.
Yes.
And that has been remastered.
Yes, it has been remastered. Okay. And it is incredible. Oh, we all talked about that.
Yeah. I mean, the almost the framing, how neat everything looks. Like, the opening...
Little prologue. Little prologue.
Yeah, and they drag it out and it frames the whole building in.
Like, are you literally looking at yourself time-lapsing every time you talk now? You've literally done the arms. You've never done that in any other podcast. You've done the arms for the time-lapse arms.
I've started, so I've continued.
Go on.
It frames the whole building in.
Yes.
And everything just looks neat. Yes. And the abstract of colours that it brings out. And when you said, because I think it was only about an hour in or whatever, when Jack went, when was this? And when you said 1961, I was like, it can't be. Because it looks like
a
picture.
Something that's just come out of the
painting.
Cinemas.
And they'd lost the original. They'd lost... So all the singing is dubbed. So none of the people in the movie, it's their voices.
Which I didn't notice until you said that, Jack.
Yeah.
Which is quite good, because normally when something's dubbed, you can tell.
Yes.
Whereas that, again, I was a bit like, couldn't tell.
But they lost the original recording. So they had to take the recording on the film from some of the B tape. They'd lost everything.
Oh, wow.
And they said that they had no proper recording of the voices until someone somewhere in their loft found this B-roll and then they used that. They remastered that. There we go. God.
For me, the film wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
What did you expect, though?
I don't quite know. Just because...
Have you seen Romeo and Juliet from
the
start? Right, okay.
Liked Romeo and Juliet. So if I was to say that
DiCaprio.
I liked...
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would say I liked Romeo and Juliet more than I liked West Side Story.
That's fine.
That's where we're starting.
Yeah.
That's what I've got to compare it to. Yeah. I wouldn't have clicked on straight away that it was like Romeo and Juliet.
It's exactly
But again,
same.
You said it. But it is. It's the same concept, you know. I think because I almost felt like you'd picked this film for me, like to impress me. And...
For a person who likes musicals,
that's
sort of a film that you should really like. You should like that. So
it is, but now we've kind of got to
that's the thing.
Dive into why.
And he said, "I don't like the songs."
I did.
You did say that.
So hang on.
The songs aren't that good.
So we need to work out really why I didn't like it.
Do you know what I think? Part of what happened there. And we haven't talked about the elephant in the room. It's the missing poof. You couldn't get comfortable. So you used the plastic stool with the Jack Wills cushion on top to balance yourself. But you were gassing straight off. You were tired.
You'd already had a nap.
No, that's not why I didn't like the film.
It's a two and a half hour, by the way.
Too long?
Let me speak.
There's an intermission as
I didn't get
They took out... when they put it in the cinema originally, and they put it back in for this remastered version. There we go.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't like the songs. I think that's because musicals now are like a big number. You know, they're high budget, all singing, all dancing.
Full camp.
All drama.
That's what I wanted.
Camp. You know, stuff is happening all the time.
But that is.
But not to the same degree.
I don't think it is.
That is like I'm watching something on stage and you filmed it. Everything was very neat. Everything was very organised. You know, it was like they've rehearsed it a thousand times. Literally, like they've taken it off stage and filmed it.
They had.
Well, that's why I didn't like it.
What? Because what were you waiting for? Glitter from the...
If you watch, you know, it's different from something like The Greatest
Dancing
Showman.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I knew that was...
No, it is. It is.
That had animals in it. Oh, it was amazing.
It's
fire.
Fire. Oh, this is the greatest show. More animals. Flying animals. More CGI. Flying CGI.
No, it's completely different, I think. I just...
But can't you see from that film... You where get they to came the greatest from. Showman.
Yeah. But I obviously like musicals that have started... I mean, I've never seen it on stage.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have liked it on stage. I don't know if I'd have seen it the other way around. Yeah. You know, I might have liked it. But it just... It felt for me like it missed... I mean, there was bits I liked. We'll get on to that. But for me, it just felt like it almost missed key aspects of what I thought it was going to have. And I think I'd almost probably... had an idea in my head of what it was going to be before I sat down and watched it. And then when I was watching it, I went, this isn't quite what I expected. And in the first scene, that first bit, I thought, I'm going to like this. I'm really going to like this. And then I don't think...
Because the opening, explain that the opening shot of the film is really a long dance number where you see the rivalry between the Sharks and the Jets.
I don't think I could quite get my head around the slapstickness to the music. I didn't quite understand what it was. And it felt like I was watching a play, which I think...
Yeah. Well, yes. That might be something to do with how it was directed, because it was directed by Jerome Robbins, who had done the choreography for the stage production. He wasn't going to do the choreography unless he was directing the film.
Yes.
But he'd never directed a film before. So the production company didn't want him to direct the film, but they needed him. So they said, okay, you can direct the dance scenes and the singing scenes, but all the dialogue scenes, we're going to get another director to come in. So it was so this director and another director came in and collaborated together. But all Jerome Robinson scenes, the dance numbers, went so far over schedule, and he ended up shooting and shooting and shooting, and ended up the movie going over budget. And in the end, they fired him from the film. They fired him from the film because
fired him after they finished the dances.
I think he did four dance numbers in the end. I think he did America, I Feel Pretty, the opening.
Yeah,
the prologue,
which is fantastic.
He did that, and he did Cool.
But he still won the Oscar.
Well, he won an Oscar for Best Director, never directed a film.
No, directed halfway through.
Yeah.
How did it go? Brilliantly.
Got an Oscar.
Got sacked. Who knew?
There was one song in particular that I loved.
Go on.
Go on. Maria.
No, Outside the Shop.
Officer
Krupke. Krupke. But I
really like that.
He's going to like that. But
isn't that a little bit more modern musical than
I know what you mean.
Well.
You've been consistent, I get you. Maria, I've just met a girl.
I just found it a bit, I think it's a bit flat.
It's a bit wet. I'm not keen on the Maria song.
But then that love story, the dance, got that. Yeah? Completely fine with that. Enjoyed that bit. Got to the bits when they were outside the house on the railings, and I was a little bit like, come on, guys. Like, you know, then...
Well, that's the Romeo and Juliet of her on the balcony and...
But so it needed something...
Come on, guys. Spark it up. Get some animals in here. Come on, hippo. This is the greatest show. Come on. I need more. Can't be just on a balcony.
It just needed... I just felt like it missed a little bit of magic that musicals have. And I mean, talking about the bits of like that Officer Crunky bit or whatever.
Krupke.
Officer Crunchy. very good. Yeah?
Yeah.
The scene where they're in the bar before the rumble.
Yeah.
When they're arranging the details of the rumble. I thought that was really good. But that probably is a scene that reads the most like a play out of all of it as well.
Yeah.
Because that is literally table to table. They move stuff. Mm. The actors move stuff into place.
Yeah.
You know, it's a play on screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that scene, I think, I got it more than I got it in the other stuff. Mm. I think it was when it was the two-handers I struggled with.
Tony and Maria.
I struggled with Tony and Maria. I really like... Who did you play in Edinburgh Fringe?
So I've done West Side Story at the Fringe, and I played Riff, which is the leader of the Jets.
Riff I really liked.
He's mint in that. And I thought his dancing was on point.
So, West Side Story, you would say the main characters are Tony and Maria.
Yeah.
I would say the main characters are Riff and Bernardo's.
Bernardo's.
We're going like plural. The charity. Plural.
Like the charity. Riff, was he in it? Riff and Bernardo's. Bernardo.
Dr. Bernardo was in it.
I'd say they're the main characters.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can see that. Depends how strong your Maria and Tony are.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're unreal, if they sing Maria, you know, they sing unbelievably, then, you know, that's a great balance within it, though, isn't it?
Are they unreal?
I would agree with you. I don't think Tony's very good in it.
Ben?
He's not great. I don't think he matches. She didn't like him. She hated him. Natalie Wood had a list, her shit list of people she didn't like.
Was I on it?
Number one.
I will be after that.
Coulson. Number two, the lad who stopped Jack in the cinema. She had a shit list in her dressing room and she wrote down who she didn't like. And quite famously, she really didn't like him.
Oh.
So the Sharks and the Jets in the filming... And in the stage production, never spoke through the whole filming to create that
tension.
She never spoke to him beyond the takes,
which
hated him.
Which I think,
which is amazing, is amazing when she looks at him. You think, God, she's really in love with him. Yeah. You realise all she's thinking is, "You're on my shit list. You're number one on the shit list."
See, I didn't get.
You didn't get that love chemistry between them.
I didn't get it. It felt forced acting. And I think the fact that it felt like it was on stage when it's being shot like a film, cinematically, it's beautiful, yeah? It's perfect. The light, you know, everything is mint. But the acting, because it's set to be on stage, the bits where you have those moments that get picked up by a camera...
You're thinking it's a bit stagey.
I'm just seeing straight faces almost. Especially between Tony and Maria. I'm just not feeling it.
But don't you think sometimes... I get your point... But don't you think within the context of that film, sometimes you have to watch it like it is from the stage, but like watch it rather than compare it to what happens now, see it in context of the time it was made in the 61, see where we were, see the story, see how revolutionary that choreography was, the framing, see it as that. I get you, but what, you know, 40, 50 years on, 60 years on, you're comparing something very, very different. It's a bit like going, you know, looking at a sci-fi film from back then to now.
Yeah.
But that's what I've got to compare it from, isn't it? I've not seen anything like it. I've never seen it on stage.
Right.
So what I've watched is what I've watched. Do you know what I mean? It's a little bit...
I know that, but can you see in the context of that film... You can see bits of it, the framing and whatever.
Yeah, you know.
The lighting.
I can see why it was popular.
Yeah.
You know.
10 Oscars.
Well, yeah. What for?
Oh, hello.
Well, it'd be all like sound, you know,
best,
editing.
Best song, best picture, best director, best dancer.
I think it got best film, best director.
Best actor.
Yeah.
Best
In fact, it's the first
film. They can't have won best actor and best actress.
No, they didn't. It's the first film to get... best director for two different directors. The next time it happened was the Coen brothers for No Country for Old Men.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm. Start.
Yeah.
Going back to Riff, he didn't like his dancing in the film because he wasn't much of a dancer, apparently. And he thought he was really bad. And it wasn't until he was at the premiere in London and Fred Astaire came up to him and said, "I think your dancing was amazing." And then he just sort of like, drop the mic.
He literally dropped the mic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fred. I'm off.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
And Tony, you mentioned Tony. Tony didn't like his performance in the film, believe it or not. He was didn't agree that he should be so wet and in love with Maria. Listen. And it was the director that was saying, no, you have to be in love with Maria, you have to be in love with Maria, you have to be this. And he was like, but I'm from the Bronx, I used to be in this gang, I should be hard. Wait. I should be strong. And he was so annoyed at his performance when he saw it on screen, because what the director had asked him to do, that he walked out of the premiere.
You cannot believe that he was the leader of that gang. That's one key bit. The leader of that gang is Riff. They talk about this Tony, Big Bang Tony. Like, he's the man. Tony's the man, yeah? Tony's the guy. He comes on screen?
Yeah.
What? He cannot believe that he's in the gang.
No, he's wet lettuce.
I mean, that might be an excuse, but his performance didn't match the character that I think was almost written.
But it's a performance he didn't want to do, apparently.
But that's
what's
almost
it like in the show? Tony is a bit harder, I suppose.
I wanted Tony to be Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard, leather jacket, I'm too cool for this. Where instead he's going, Maria!
I don't think you sounded like you've eaten a curry and it's coming out your arse. Maria. It didn't sound like at all. He wasn't doing it like your arse was on fire. You're in pain.
Elvis was considered for the role of Tony.
Maybe he should have given it to Elvis. Different film, then.
Elvis wanted to do it. He's the guy who was in control of Elvis. What's he called? Colonel Tom,
oh, yes.
Whatever he's
yeah.
called.
said Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, whatever he's called. Him, who was in control of Elvis, said, how many songs does he sing? And he sings 6 songs out of the 12. And he said, knackers to that. Elvis has to sing all the songs.
Did he learn English from you? Yeah. He said, knackers to that. I've heard it. It's good saying.
Knackers to that. He has to sing them all. And they went, well, he done. And because the whole film wasn't solely just
about
around
Tony,
there is other characters that get their moment. He went, nah, sack that. He's off on tour.
He's on the comeback special. Actually, I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm off on tour. Where are you going? Out the world.
Vegas.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My issues are with Maria and Tony. Now, what you said about Natalie Wood, Maria, I can see that in it. You can see the fact they don't get along. And you can see the fact that she was hard work. And you can see the fact she wanted it to be all about her.
Yes. Well, she was the star. She was the name.
And was she, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah, massive. Yeah.
So
massive.
That film's coming out.
Well, no, she was just coming up, actually. I think she was going out with Brando or something. She was just coming up.
No, Anita was going out with Brando.
Anita was going out with Brando.
Which one's Anita? Her mate?
And I don't be in America. Okay. Oh, him, I'm in America.
Jeez, completely unprompted. Ben the producer's head's just fallen off. My God.
It's Mickey Mouse, guys.
It's a musical. It's a musical, Jim, but not our... Oh, it's just on the old watch, because we're talking. How long's left? It's just on the old watch. On the time-lapse. Oh, Ben, they're talking.
No.
Come on. Too long.
Somebody has to make sure that we're keeping it to the right...
on that note, rating.
Rating.
No.
Cut it off.
No.
Cut it off.
The note I got from Ben was that we had to keep going.
We spoke and we're off.
No. Don't do that. Don't be like that.
Just remember as we give the old...
To find out where we are.
I know.
Because otherwise...
Okay.
The whole thing goes to shit, doesn't it?
Cut this fucking bit as well. Fucking...
What were we saying before I had to time check?
I did Mickey Mouse. That.
Just go back to that.
I think leave it in.
There's still
funny. It's funny. Leave this all in. It's just us doing a podcast.
You're making me sound like a proper bell.
What do you mean? No,
you looked at your watch midway through we're talking.
I haven't got a watch
on. So they're the facts.
I just said
so
to
you
Ben.
Did. So even worse, you pointed a non-existent watch on your
to
hand.
To say to Ben, how long have we done?
You went...
Because if Ben goes... You've done 50 minutes. I better go rating.
Is this the first full argument?
You went to the ratings now. He's going one.
No, because
screwed
he's
up
going
here.
Minus one.
Screwed up
he's going minus one.
Right. Are you ready to go to the ratings or is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Are we going to talk about anything you're changing the film, anything like that? I'll let Jack host.
I think changing in the films. I do agree with what you're saying, your points on Tony Maria, actually. Calls. I think yeah, they are a bit flat. And now you know those facts about Natalie Wood
that they weren't
and about
on.
The guy not yeah. liking
the problem
his character.
Is, though,
I think you do notice
you
that.
Have to. The problem he's got, Tony, as a character, though, if he's too hard, you can't believe he's done it almost as a mistake when he stabs him. So he's got to keep that in. But I don't think they did.
I love the film. I love the film.
I mean, they were lit bloody brilliantly for that one where they get married and they're on their knees.
Oh,
and that was just beautiful. They looked unreal.
Mm. I'd give it the Oscar for cinematography.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
And direction.
Oh, yeah.
Like it,
a choreography
it did
is amazing.
Look very good. I'd just say Riff was... Riff and Bernardo were a hell of a lot stronger than any of them.
I think they were very...
And her mate was stronger than her. Who
but I think
mate,
she'd
Maria's
done
mate?
It. I think she'd done it. I think she was the only one on the stage.
No, you didn't say Bernardo.
Maybe Bernardo had done it on the stage.
No, he didn't. He did Riff on the stage.
He did Riff on the stage and they cast him as Bernardo.
Changed parts.
He changed parts. He's Greek and he changed parts. I think those two have also got... They've got a very definite idea of what they've got to do in the film. They've got to be very hard. They've got to go for a rumble and stab each other.
Yeah.
The other two, it's a bit like, he wasn't great. He was outgunned, wasn't he?
Yeah.
They were too good. Riff and Bernardo were too good.
Yeah, that, good. You know,
Anita's good.
Yes, she's very good. Very good.
Comparing it to Romeo and Juliet with DiCaprio, if you almost put them two...
Yes.
As Tony and Maria.
Yeah, Claire Danes and DiCaprio.
The entire film as it was, it's a much better film, I
see
think.
What you
mean.
I do see what you mean.
I do think that's a good point, actually. We could recast.
It worked. Maybe we should remake it. It's being remade, isn't
it?
Spielberg's remaking
doing
it.
Who's he casted as Tony and Maria?
DiCaprio and Claire Danes.
DiCaprio and Claire Danes. He heard the podcast he's in. I can't believe it. What an amazing choice. Apparently the girl who's going to play Maria is amazing. My mate went and saw... them do some of the recording and he said she's incredible, young, absolutely incredible. I think it'd be amazing.
Unknown.
I think it'd be amazing when he does it. I think.
And will it keep
he'll
that
also nail that.
Yeah.
He'll keep the cinematography that way, but he'll nail that. He'll get the performance.
Because what we've had off Jack as well, the lad's a choreographer. He's not an acting director. No. He's not getting a performance out of them. He's letting them do what they
but
want.
But also, it's
they
obviously
don't get
clear.
Along.
It's obviously clear that Natalie Wood, at a time, you're not going to go near the
yeah,
old...
Yeah, she's running
not,
the show,
you,
isn't
yeah,
she?
You're not going to go near her when she's got a shit list in a dressing room. Yeah. You're yes. not going to go, Hein Hart, yeah, yeah. me!
Can we do it this way?
Can we just do it one more time? No, we fucking
Piss
can't.
Off.
Piss
I'm off. Happy.
Right off. I hate him and I hate you and you're both on my shit list. That's of that yeah. shows you, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. yeah.
One person chucks in one bad apple in a movie and it changes that dynamic for them and for him.
Mm.
Ratings. Start with you, Jack.
Ratings for me. West Side.
What would this have... I'm going to... Do your rating first and then I'll ask you after your rating.
Okay. For me, ratings. I agree with you and your points on Tony and Maria. But I think the film itself is knockout, out the park. Cinematography, we all talked about. Choreography, direction, the sound. It's 1961, 10 Oscars.
You built this up now. This up. You've got it. You're going 9 or a 10. You've built it way too big.
And it's a sloppy set.
You haven't given yourself no room here. It's a drum roll. You've given yourself a massive drum roll.
You're on the run. You are on the runway.
You're on the runway. You're up on the horse. The Olympic final. Here we go. He's going to pull off a 9 or a 9.5.
All over it.
I have a really good question for him.
I think the two actors let it, they do let it down. They do.
It's Ben, so been signaling behind
and,
your back.
And I'm going to go...
Ben's called his number. I know. I'm going to write what I think you're going to say. Course, and you write down. Well, I like this game show element to it. This is really good. This will look mint on time lapse.
Right. Oh,
right. So, what's your rating?
I'm on the edge. I'm on the edge.
On the edge.
We've never had so much tension, have we? No, not on the rating.
Producer Ben is on his feet.
I'm going.
This has elevated it to an absolute extraordinary. Better be unbelievable.
8.5.
Oh!
What's he gone?
Hello! He went 7.5. Ben producer went 7.5.
7.5.
Did you?
7.
It was either 8 or 8.5.
Right.
And I'm going 8.5.
Let me ask
I think you got her. Go on.
If before this whole experience and if before us watching it yesterday, what would you have rated it off the top of your head? Without digesting it,
probably
gone
9.
Higher.
Probably 9.
I thought you would have, because you've always talked this up to me.
Mm.
You've sang it when you pissed, like you've talked
Marie. When you were in bed together, met a boy
tonight,
called
Coulson. Tonight.
It's me and you, Coulson.
I did think that you would have gone higher. Because I just feel like some of the points I've made you've got as well, you've agreed. Price?
Well, I can't do
no,
the,
I know you can't.
The pissy bits in the middle, can I? I'm going to go, I tell you what absolutely blinded me.
Are we having a
me.
Guess?
Have a guess. What absolutely blinded me was the cinematography. My God, they shot that so beautifully. I'm going to go, I don't like musicals, and you both know that. I don't like them. Really, I've never had a big favourite.
Oh!
I'm going. Oh, this is trick. I'm going to go 8.
Oh, it split us. Split us
7.
In the middle.
I've gone 9.
Split you. 8.
Ben got it.
Ben got it. Well, happy. Well, good.
8.
It's good. I mean, I can see that film in its context of 1961 and think you watching that at the cinema.
You must have been
blown your mind.
Because also, just the undercurrent, that bit when that girl goes, she goes to go and see Tony, doesn't she? She goes into the drugstore to go and see Tony and then she gets attacked and all that racial element to the story.
Right, my rating. Are you going to guess or are you just going to leave it to...
You have to guess.
Fucking weird guess. Right, give me a... No, I've got pencil. Right, hold on. It's easy, this one.
Ben, are you having a guess?
It's easy. Write it on a piece of paper.
Right, I've guessed.
Right, reasoning for my decision. I didn't love the film. I thought I was gonna. So it's the hope that kills you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've had that in me that I thought I was gonna like the film. I don't want to upset you.
That's never stopped you before.
But I can't quite see
anything.
What I got out of it.
Oh, shit. Jesus, bloody Christ. All right, Coulson, right at the bloody end, you're giving us the... We've given it the big guns. I can't say I didn't get anything from it.
But...
Keep listening to the sofa.
Hurry up.
Go on, then. Go on.
Well, I'm in two minds, so I'm going to have to go in the middle, aren't I? And I am definitely going on Natalie Wood's shit list for this.
And who...
5.5.
Oh. I said 5.
I said 4.
What did you say?
6.5. Ben went big.
See, I didn't feel like I could go that low because I'm not a knob like you two are.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to.
Hold on, cowboy. I'm not a knob like you two are for saying a rating. So we're just saying it purely to be knobs. When we give Wee Bottle
when
a Zoo 1.
You gave Papadopoulos a zero.
That was funny.
And
it
you know
wasn't
what?
Funny.
And I have to say, Coulson, that was generous.
Yeah, it was.
Zero was generous.
So are you happy with 5.5?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think you've got a good
once
point.
Once again, it's annoyed me. Same reason.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I felt like I was going to get some. I mean, I've never seen The Sound of Music, but that's not been hyped up to me. This was hyped up to me.
Do you know what?
And I felt like it was going to be
the whole thing about the podcast is also that the more of these things you see, the more, then you'll go, actually, you'll relate it back to West Side Story and The Greatest Showman. You might see something that comes in the middle and go, oh, it had elements of that,
yeah,
had elements of that. Mm. That's what I liked. Greatest Showman, you look at The Greatest Showman, a lot of those set pieces, it's all really come from that kind of big, big frame.
Yeah.
So that's what they've used. They've not used tight shots, they use big.
Whereas on your other hand, Blues Brothers, great music, great film, it's also a musical. That's different. It's a little
bit tighter.
But also,
you can argue that the Blues Brothers is like a deliberate antithesis of what you saw in West Side Story. So the director's gone, I want to try something different 20 years later. Yeah. We've seen West Side Story. Let's show this. Let's go more natural.
Right. I've got 2 or 3 films.
Hang on,
in
what
mind.
Have we got? What's the total?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
So
first.
We've gone 5.5, 8.5.
What did we do?
Didn't you go to university?
That's 14, and then you said 8. So 24.
22. 8 plus 14.
Oh, yeah. 22.
Right. So that's...
That's not great.
22.
I've not even... 22 out of 30. Which, now we've got a leaderboard, haven't we? Which I've not put online, but I'm going to put it online tonight. That would put you... What was it?
20... What is it? 20... Just... Standard 22.
And bear in mind, folks, we are actually recording this the night before it goes out.
Yeah, a poor producer Ben's got to work through the night. So 22 would take it to 7th, above Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh,
below.
Above Cheaper by
below
the Dozen.
Hannah Montana, which is right. It's Hannah Montana's a better musical. Right, my film for next week. I have a few films in mind, but the one I've picked is a film that I wanted to watch. And I think it'll just impress you two. I'm fed up of little shitty, half-hearted ratings.
Mm.
So I'm going to go for a film that's actually won awards and that I like. And it's similar on the musical terms. I don't know if you've seen it. I think you probably both have. Whiplash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good choice?
Good choice.
Good choice.
So next... Ben loves it. So next week on the Sofa Cinema Club, we are talking about Whiplash. We'll see you there. Not whiplash in a car.
Or whiplash in your bedroom. Whiplash the film. What's called to be whiplash?
Let us know what you would have rated West Side Story on at Sofa Cinema Club and give us a like on our
We do read those,
lapse.
Don't we?
We do
read them. We just haven't read any out this week.
We've been busy.
But yeah, but
shall
we do read them.
Wave bye to the camera. Bye. Ooh, that was
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.